Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Joining us right now is a Republican strategist, Carl Calabrese. Carl, thanks very much, man. Appreciate your time.
Enjoy talking with you, Tom.
So first things first, let's get your immediate reaction to this news. When you read Elise Stefanik's statement, what did you think? Because you're smart and I'm not.
No, Tom, you know, I mean, this is like a bolt out of the blue. I mean, I know people who are involved in her campaign and were preparing for a full-throated campaign across the state. Mike Crocker, the chairman of the Erie County Republican Committee, was going to be the statewide coordinator. This talk about a rug being pulled out from under you. But I agree with you. I don't buy this for 1 minute that she's out because she suddenly decides she wants to be a mom. She went to Washington, D.C. As a congresswoman. I mean, talk about a strain on a family. I mean, that really is very, very tough on a mom or a dad to be going back and forth to Washington and then having a big congressional district. And every time you come home, you're spending just about every waking minute going from one end of your district to another, raising money and so on and so forth. So I don't believe it for a second. I'm with you 100%. There's other things going on here. I look at the Siena poll that just came out a couple of days ago, and you know she did pick up a point. She was the last one last month. She was down 20 points to Kathy Hochul. Now she, in this poll, was down 19 points. But when you look at the numbers, when you look at what's called the crosstabs, how she stands with different ethnic groups, racial groups, income groups, different regions of the state, she's pretty much underwater in terms of favorable, unfavorable, with every single measure across the state. Her unfavorables are higher than her favorables. So, but this is nothing new. The Siena people have been testing Elise Stefanik for months, and these numbers are pretty constant. So when she made her decision to run, she was probably looking at pretty much the same numbers that I'm looking at just from a couple of days ago, but yet she still decided to get in. So, the other problem could be raising money. That might be the path to go down here. It's very, very difficult to raise money against an incumbent governor in any state, let alone New York, because the governor of New York has a huge amount of power over the budget to help friends and punish enemies. And so she may have gone to a lot of wells only to find that they're as dry as sand in terms of funding a campaign, and decided, well, you know, between the demographics of New York State, the 3.2 million more Democrats than Republicans, the numbers I'm looking at of the polls, and now I'm being told by people who would normally support a Republican, at least I can't help you on this one. I can't go against Hochul. That may have brought this decision to where we are today.
Wow. Never has such an ignorant woman been able to generate so much fear among intelligent people. I don't understand it whatsoever.
The Republicans' biggest hope is
Kathy Hochul takes a public IQ test, but that's not going to happen.
You know what? I disagree with you. I think even in New York State, she could flunk that test and she could still get elected.
That you may have a point there. Carl, I know you're going to hold on for us. I'm sorry. I trust you can hold on for us in the next half hour.
Yeah, I can, but I have to sign off at 5 o'clock.
At 5. Okay, understood. Yep. Well, we're going to keep Carl Calabrese with us. He's a Republican strategist, and I have some issues with the Republican Party, frankly, and how they do things. And not that New York State is easy for a Republican, but I think there are things you can do, like the ad I suggested before, which my doctor suggested that one. That was not an original thought. I did have an original thought once. It was 1972 when I was a little boy. It is 26 after 4. We'll continue with Carl Calabrese. If you are just joining us, breaking news, Elise Stefanik is not going to run for the governor's job. She is bowing out. She's using the mom shield. I want to be a mother to my family. Yeah, and I'm calling BS on that because no. She did not wake up like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning today and say, I'm not the woman I was. Elise Stefanik is not going to run for governor. Let me read quickly her post on X and then get back to Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist, because just want to make sure everybody's up to speed with this breaking news. Post by Elise Stefanik. While spending precious time with my family this Christmas season, I've made the decision to suspend my campaign for governor and will not seek re-election to Congress. I did not come to this decision lightly for our family. I'm truly humbled and grateful for the historic and overwhelming support from Republicans, conservatives, and independents, and Democrats all across the state for our campaign to save New York. However, as we've seen in past elections, while we would have overwhelmingly won the primary, it is not an effective use of our time or your generous resources to spend the first half of next year in an unnecessary and protracted Republican primary, especially in a challenging state like New York. Kind of interesting that she was worried about the primary when she just wrote that she had overwhelming support from Republicans and conservatives. I'm just saying. And while many know me as a congresswoman, my most important title, here comes the shield, folks, is Mom. I believe that being a parent is life's greatest gift and greatest responsibility. I've thought deeply about this, and I know that as a mother, I will feel profound regret if I don't further focus on my young son's safety, growth, and happiness, particularly at his tender age. I'm incredibly grateful to the people of New York's 21st District for entrusting me to represent you in the United States Congress. Thank you to my dedicated staff over the past decade. I'm proud of the significant results that we successfully delivered for the hardworking families in our district and across America. It has been a tremendous professional honor to serve as your congresswoman over the past 11 years. Thank you for your support and encouragement as my family and I look forward to the next meaningful, personal, and professional chapter. God bless and Merry Christmas. I call BS on this mom nonsense. And by the way, so does Republican strategist Carl Calabrese, who's with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, Carl, you talked about potential issues with fundraising because of the power of the very vindictive Kathy Hochul. That's one thing about Democrats. When they have power, they use it. When Republicans have it, it's almost like, oh, here's a hot potato, catch.
Absolutely correct, Tom. Absolutely correct.
If Republicans are mealy-mouthed and weak-spined, no disrespect intended, with the exception, of course, of President Trump, I think. But other Republicans, aren't they going to have, if it is a financial thing, aren't other Republicans going to have exactly the same issue because they'd still be challenging the Queen?
Absolutely. No question about that. Unless you're independently wealthy and can self-finance your campaign, you're going to be going to the same Republican donors that you would go to for other races that might very well support you for county executive or Congress, but who are going to get real cold feet real fast. With the idea of going against an incumbent governor in this state. So I do think that, when it all when the story is told, that will be a major consideration. Unless you say there's a shoe to drop that we have no clue of right now that could be coming out. But you would think if that was the case, it would have come out by now. She's been, out there for a while as the person who wanted to be governor and the person that the 92% of county chairmen in the state have backed. You would think if there was a shoe to fall, it would have fallen already. So I knowing that, as they say, money is the mother's milk of politics. That's where I go first. That she was looking at a very, very difficult campaign with very little money.
Couldn't she have gone to big money in other states who understand the importance of New York State to the national body politic?
Sure, she could have. Maybe she did. And maybe that was a dry well, too. You never know. You never know what those other money sources in other states have going in New York from a business standpoint that would have the same consideration as a New York housed business that, I really can't afford to get on the bad side of this governor. We don't have business today, but we're planning business in the next few years, and we're going to need state approvals and so on and so forth. All kinds of things can go into a calculation by a business not to go against a powerful and well-financed incumbent. Kathy Hochul's already got $11 or $12 million in her war chest, and there's no question in my mind she'll be able to double that at least come campaign time. So, that's the reality of politics in New York when you're a Republican.
Breaking news, if you are just joining us, Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the race for governor of New York State. She is done. She says she wants to be a mom now, which is, I think, absolute 100% BS. Is it money? Is it something else? Now, Carl, when you were thinking about money, and I'm thinking about reasons why politicians usually play the family card or the mom card, at least male politicians do, that somebody has managed to gather dirt on their escapades in Washington, and they suddenly decide they really don't like this whole Congress thing anymore, or some financial misdealings. You haven't heard anything, and I'm not making any accusations. I'm simply speculating as to why somebody who'd invested so much already personally and so much energy into running for governor would just suddenly say, I'm done. I want to be mom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, Tom, I have not heard anything, let alone even a hint of anything. And, when you're involved in politics, to the extent I have been over my career, if there's stuff floating around, if there's dirt floating around, it's pretty well known in the inner circles. There are rumors, there are stories told about people who are seen doing things, saying things with other people, and that kind of gets around. You get a reputation as being someone who may be living a secret life. I never heard anything even close to that with Elise Stefanik. And as I said, if that were the case, you would think it would have come out by now, unless, who knows? There might be a story ready to break, and the New York Times has told her we're releasing it on Saturday or Sunday of this weekend, and she wanted to get out in front of it. We'll have to wait and see. But I have never heard anything impugning her reputation, her ethics, or morals ever. So,
well, that's good.
Again,
that's good. As you said, it's a small circle, it's a small world, and people would talk, and you probably would have found out by now. So regard that as a least likely possibility.
It's like,
now go ahead.
It's like when Bill Clinton was getting ready to run for president. Everybody knew his reputation in Arkansas. I mean, it was an open secret. But that's not the case right now with this person.
Well, everybody knew about Hillary, too, but that's another story. It is Bowerly. Breaking news, Elise Stefanik is not running for governor. She's pulled out of the race already. And joining us is Republican strategist Carl Calabrese. So we're just before Christmas, Carl. What kind of a blow is this to the Republican Party of New York State? This has got to be a nut punch.
Oh, it is. I mean, like I said, it's a bolt out of the blue. It's the entire party was lining up behind this lady. The party leadership was getting behind her. They're putting together committees. They're starting to work on strategy. She ignited a lot of enthusiasm amongst Republicans. I heard her speak last June at a fundraiser that Nick Langworthy had, and I had never heard her speak other than, you know, sound clips on television when she was running a committee. I saw what she did those Ivy League presidents that time. I saw what she did to Kathy Hochul that time when she was quizzing her about names of, you know, very violent crime victims, and Kathy Hochul had no clue who those people were. I mean, Elise Stefanik made her look like, you know, an amateur on steroids. I mean, it was embarrassing. But I heard her speak, and she gave a 20-25 minute speech without notes, and it was a spellbinder. I'm telling you, she had that crowd in her hands. She was a dynamic speaker, aggressive, enthusiastic. I came away really impressed because I hadn't seen that side of her before. So there's a lot of Republicans now, you know, scurrying about and very disappointed that what they thought was an A-list candidate has suddenly pulled out. Now you've got another candidate, Bruce Blakeman, county executive in Nassau County, who has done well in Nassau County, which is a Democrat county in enrollment, and he wins comfortably there, and he beat a Democrat incumbent for the first time when he became the county executive, but he's totally unknown. I mean, you look at the Siena poll, 70% of New Yorkers don't know who he is, never heard the name, and, you know, so that's the problem. And he's if this is a money problem related to Elise Stefanik, he's going to have the same problem.
I mean, is it safe to say that Elise Stefanik, given what you've said about the Republicans lining up behind her, her igniting so much enthusiasm, and then Elise Stefanik pulling the rug out from everybody by just announcing today she's pulling out of the race for governors? I mean, talk about burning bridges. And what I'm thinking here is, in politics, even if you can't raise money, and even if you're probably going to get destroyed by Kathy Hochul or some other Democrat in New York State, don't you stay in the game, stay in the race, because you know that you're going to get a job at some point in the future doing something through your connections?
That's one reason to stay in. I think she felt fairly comfortable that, given that President Trump had originally nominated her for ambassador to the UN, only to pull the nomination for fear of having a special election in that congressional district and maybe losing that seat in the special. They pulled the nomination saying, okay, if she does run for governor, at least then the election will not be a special election in May or June. It will be a general election in November, and that's where the Republicans have a huge advantage in that particular congressional district. So I think from the very beginning, she probably figured, okay, if I lose, you know, Donald Trump is still in the White House, and I could still end up with some type of security, at least for a couple of years. So, but you're right, this does burn bridges. I mean, it's going to be tough to come back from this, you know, with the party leadership after having invested a lot of energy and just energy and just commitment to somebody to have it pulled like this. This hurts. And, you know, maybe she's down the road. There's such a lack of good candidates in the state. She could come back and people would forget this and she might run again for something else. But no, this definitely hurts your reputation if you're running for governor and all of a sudden tell everybody that's gotten behind you and is getting all geared up to make a full-throated race, sorry, never mind.
I'd be pretty ticked off at her, frankly, if I was one of those Republican chairmen. Carl Calabrese is with us, Republican strategist. If you're just joining us, Elise Stefanik, this is breaking news. Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the race for governor of New York State. She isn't running. She's played the mom card. I think that's total BS. Carl Calabrese agrees. He thinks it's total BS as well. Does it have to do with money? Does it have to do with the Siena poll that shows she only gained 1 point? The polling, I don't really worry about, because you never know with polling what's fake news and what isn't. I would say money. Of those two, money, I think, would be the most likely option. But considering she was posting just yesterday about Kathy Hochul and the need for change in New York State on social media, there's something about this that just strikes me as very, very queer. I mean that in a weird way, as in queer the pitch, the old UK expression. Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the race for governor. She will not be going against Kathy Hochul. Let's look from the other side. If you were a Democrat strategist, what would your take on this be, Carl?
Well, I would say, you know, it bodes well for the Democrats because, you know, Elise Stefanik certainly was the strongest candidate I think that Republicans could put up. And now she's gone. And now the next strongest candidate, as I mentioned, he's 70% of New Yorkers right now don't know him. So that's going to be a problem. You know, Tom, just thinking, there could be another reason here. I mean, we're speculating. You know, you mentioned other shoes falling. I mentioned money and enrollment and things like that. But, you know, if you look at Donald Trump's numbers in this state, they're in the toilet and worse, okay? I mean, in the toilet would be an improvement. They're in the septic tank. And everything about Donald Trump, not just his personality, but every single one of his policies is underwater by huge amounts. And, you know, she is very, very connected to Donald Trump. And so Republicans anticipated that the Democrats would, you know, just hang Donald Trump around her neck like an albatross. I think they'll probably try to do the same with a Bruce Blakeman, but it's a lot tougher to do with a county executive than it is a member of Congress. But they're still going to try. But with Stefanik, it would have been easy because of her support of Donald Trump in Congress. And again, but that's not new. Donald Trump's numbers have been in the septic tank for quite a while. But they're not getting better. Let's put it that way. They're getting worse. And so, you know, if she's looking at an uphill fight with enrollment, if she's looking at a weak party structure, if she's looking at inability to raise money, and she's looking at Donald Trump's numbers, knowing that she is going to be made to look like the fraternal twin of Donald Trump, it may have finally dawned on her that this ain't the race and this ain't the place.
Well, Lou Lehrman's still around. He's 87 years old. Don't know if he's still wearing red suspenders, but he's still out there. I'm just saying.
And not only that, but, I mean, Lee Zeldin ran a very good race and came within 5 or 6 points of beating Kathy Hochul. He fell short because of New York City. He only got about 28-29% of the vote in New York City. And for a Republican to win in this state, you got to get at least 30%, 30-33% of the New York City race. According to the Siena poll, if the election were held today, how would Kathy Hochul face off against Elise Stefanik in New York City? Elise Stefanik gets like 18% of the vote in New York City. So that might be another factor. But Lou Lehrman... Lee Zeldin ran a very good race, and he hit on an issue that the Democrats ignored and Kathy Hochul ignored and allowed him to have an open field, and that was the crime issue. And if that campaign had gone another week or Kathy Hochul had continued to be in the shell over the crime issue, he may very well have won that race. But you really, if you're a Republican, you really have to kind of depend on the other side committing an unforced error of major consequences somewhere in the campaign to get you in the
game. Well, Zeldin's going to be tied to Donald Trump, too, for obvious reasons, in that he's part of his administration and all.
Right.
So, you talked about linking people to Donald Trump. See, if I were a Republican strategist, I would be linking, once New York City goes in the toilet after the socialist takes over, I would pair Kathy Hochul with Mandani and make hay out of that.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. And I think the party on a national level is planning to do that. The whole Democratic Socialists of America movement, which is continuing to make steady gains in taking over the Democrat Party. And that's their goal, by the way. If they had their convention last summer in New York City, and I watched some interviews with some of their leadership, they were quite blunt about it. They said, our goal is not to work with the Democrat Party. Our goal is to take it over. So now you've got Mandani elected in New York City. On the other coast, you've got a female, Kathy, I think her name is Kathy, Wilson, maybe, elected the mayor of Seattle, another Democratic socialist. It's a tide that continues to move, and I think you're going to see the Republicans make a lot of hay on it, especially as what most Republicans think is going to be a government disaster in New York City.
Indeed. Again, breaking news, Elise Stefanik has pulled out of the race for governor of New York State. She ain't running. She's playing the mom card. Carl Calabrese and I both call BS on that in a big way. Hey, Carl, I know you have a lot to do and a lot of people want to speak with you. I'm very grateful that you took the time and trouble to share your wisdom and insight, as well as your brilliance, with my audience here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much, and have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Enjoy talking with you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Carl Calabrese joining us on this sixth night of Hanukkah. Almost forgot, but you just lit your candle. I'm a little late, sorry. It is 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Elise Stefanik is out. She isn't running. More calls from you coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.